It's your man Josie Moe, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the illest website on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 98. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Rice and Bird, sitting in with my tag team partner for the evening, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
People, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, in the building once again. Man. Once a motherfucking again.
We ain't talked to these people in a minute. We did Thanksgiving and just left like some niggas.
Yeah.
How was Thanksgiving?
Niggas eat and leave. Oh, Thanksgiving was fucking awesome. Shout out to Queen Germ. She cooked this year. She did her. This was her first Thanksgiving where she did all the damn cooking. And I must say, she did a damn good job. I'm not saying it just because I'm married to her. I'm saying it because this is what people said. Like, my barber even came and got a plate and was like, yo, where y'all order that food from? You know, my barber, a country ass nigga. So if he liked that shit, I say that, you know, she did pretty well, man.
That sounds like a good look, man. Good. So y'all had everybody over your house or did y'all cook it in?
Well, no. We had people at the house, man. You know, we had a couple people. My mom came through. And, you know, that was big for my wife. You know, she cooked and asked my mom for no fucking help, which was fucking awesome. Cause, you know, like I said, my mom was just sitting back like, you know, she could help, but Queen Germaine wanted to help. So, you know.
Damn, that's good shit.
Yeah, my mom, my sister-in-law, a couple of my friends from the neighborhood came through. And, you know, it was a joyous occasion, man. We ate good, smoked good. I mean, ate good. All that good stuff, you know. Very festive around this way.
How did all the dishes?
Paper plates, man. Fuck the environment, man.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I'm one of them tree huggers, man. Listen, we eat paper plates in my house every motherfucking day.
I appreciate y'all for real, because this kitchen right now look a goddamn mess in the house.
Listen, man, paper plates are all right, man. Paper plates.
Hey, man. I'm team paper plates. The wife is team. Like I told y'all before, my wife is a hippie. So she would rather eat off the plates because it affects the taste of the food if you use paper plates. And she would rather drink out of glasses because the plastic glasses are not good. And my wife is a hippie, man. That's pretty much how it goes.
It's rubbing off on you, Star Ray. Showing your yellow there.
Again? Hey, I keep showing my yellow. That is the bullshit. I was out of town for Thanksgiving. So we flew out to Phoenix. Well, we drove to Dallas to fly out to Phoenix because it's cheaper to fly to Dallas. And we pretty much drove for the entire Thanksgiving because my folks live on opposite ends of Phoenix. So it's like an hour drive each day, back and forth. But it was good to see folks. I ain't seen them, like I said, in about 4 or 5 years. So it was good to see everybody. And then when we flew back, we went to Dallas at my best friend's house. We had some actual turkey there. Our Thanksgiving in Phoenix was no turkey.
We had turkey. Well, I'll tell you that, but we had turkey breasts.
We didn't even have that, bro. We ate at this expensive ass restaurant. So my pops works for ASU out in Arizona State University. For those of you who don't know, so
that's your state.
No, Arizona.
Arkansas State.
Arizona State.
Okay.
So he had some hookup with this expensive ass restaurant. I'm talking about the dim lighting. We bring the food to your table. There's no menu type restaurant. And we ate there for Thanksgiving.
What the fuck we got? Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, that shit, it was expensive as fuck, and it was good, but it was like we had steak and mashed potatoes and filet mignon. Yeah, filet mignon. We had some filet mignon, and not Thanksgiving traditionally at all, but we got that in, and we came back. We had turkey at my boy's house and then drove from there back home. So the day back was a beast. Like, our flight left at 11 o'clock. We had to be at the airport by 9, which means we had to leave where we were by, like, 7:30. And then we got back, ate at my boy's house, sat there with them for about 2 hours, and then drove back here to Austin, which is another 3-hour drive from Dallas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that day back was a beast. But, you know, it was all good to see everybody for Thanksgiving.
Traveling rights.
Hey, got to get it done, man. We got to cross. Got to keep that business legit.
Exactly. I was going to wonder. I was like, I mean, how many drop-offs, how many stops did you make on the way?
Speaking of which, yo, I got stopped.
Uh-oh.
I got stopped driving to Dallas. So, in case y'all don't know, Saul Wright does drive a Cadillac. That's already fault number one. But I'm driving from Austin to Dallas. You got to go through a little place called Waco. We go through there. That's where Baylor is. We go through there and we see cops pulling people over everywhere. So I put it on cruise. I already know how this goes. Cruise controlling. I'm in a pack of about six cars. We pass up a pack of police cars sitting on the side of the road. I see a cop come up behind us. You know, you see him pull out. So I'm like, oh, who are you going to get? Yes. There's a car behind me on my bumper. So bye. He pulls up, turns on his light so he can wedge himself between me and the dude following me, and pulls me over. So I get pulled over now. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't speeding because I got the fucking cruise on.
Exactly. So,
you know why you're speeding, sir? I don't have time for that. I said, I was just trying to get around that car, maybe. I don't know. I've had it on cruise for the entire time. So, well, can you step out the car? I'm like, shit. Now, you know how it go. If you black and you get asked to step out the car, that's probably the last time you're going to see your car for a while.
Yep.
So I'm like, here we go. He asked me to get out. I give him my license. And then this is the line of questions. Where are you headed? Why are you in such a rush? Where are you from? Why are you going to Phoenix? Who do you know in Phoenix? How'd you get to Austin? What are you doing in Austin? Like, these are the questions. He ain't asked me for registration. He didn't ask me for insurance. None of that shit. He just asked me all that. So by the time he was done, I got back in the car. He gave me a quote unquote warning. The warning doesn't have a speed on it. The warning doesn't have a passenger on it. Nothing. So basically, I got stopped because I'm driving the Cadillac with tinted windows and some rims on it.
Did he confiscate the rice that was in the trunk?
He did not get the rice, sir. He didn't search the vehicle.
Okay.
Because he's going to need a warrant or something for that shit.
Exactly, man.
But yeah, I got harassed. You know what I'm saying? Cadillac has finally done what it needed to do. And black man driving the Cadillac. That's all I can say. But we safe, man. We made the trip safe. Everything was good. The reason we're giving you this show today is because we probably won't do another one for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we say probably. We might do one. Who knows? You know, we might shoot two this week and give y'all a special next week. Who knows? But don't count on it, people.
Don't count on it. If you don't hear another show, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that shit.
And we want to save, you know, your next one to be 99. Then after that, it'd be the big 100. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, so let's get into this show, man. We got some shit to talk about. We just mentioned Christmas, so I got to know, what are your plans for Christmas before we get to the regular shit?
Well, Christmas Day, we're going to do Christmas home. And then the 26th, I fucking got to go to work, man. King Jerm got to fucking...
Damn.
Yeah, I got to go to work at 4 a.m. on the day after Christmas.
Damn. So you're not even going to get to, you know, bask in the Christmas glory. You got to go straight in.
Hell nah. Then when I get off work, we hitting the road. We're going to go to the wife people house and the wife's people house. And because we're supposed to be going to that Sunday, we're supposed to be going to see the Falcons and the Panthers play. And so, you know, we're going to Atlanta. And so, so we're going to be on the road. We're going to be the traveling germs on Christmas. So
the traveling royal family.
Yes, 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 yes. And me, Kate, and all the guys, we're going, you know what I'm saying? And funny thing this year, my wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas. You know, trying to be the manly man that I am, said, buy me some fucking tools. I said, I want one of them socket sets and all that shit, so in case, you know, I need a tool, I have them. Because, you know, right now, I don't have no tools. I got a screwdriver, a fucking hammer, and a screw. And look, all the tools I got, I stole from somebody.
Damn.
Somebody let me borrow them. I never gave them back, or they moved before I gave them back. Whatever, whatever. However, I got them. I didn't pay for them. And damn. So that's, you know, that's what I want, some tools. I doubt she'd get them from me because she knows what it is. She don't want to buy me that.
Wasting money. That shit go
sell. Yeah. It'd be nice, old, nice, shiny ass tool set. So break them out, mother. I'm like, bling. They're like, you never use them.
No. Yeah, I got to give you props because I think that's how most of us got our tool sets.
Yeah.
We just kind of accumulate shit. I actually went out and bought a tool set, but I don't know all those measurements, so shit is everywhere. I don't know all the socket sizes. I find the one that I need, and that one stays in the car.
Oh my god! So,
so the rest of the motherfuckers.
Well, if you got an American car, most of them you're gonna need 13mm, which is most of like you got American, it's either gonna need a 10mm and a 13. That's all you're gonna need. That'll cover just about everything that you got in your car. I do know that much from putting on batteries at the Great Sam's Club.
Oh, you actually use a socket for putting batteries on. I went old school with the wrench. Get that adjustable wrench, man. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, man, socket's a lot easier, man. Then get your speed wrench. You can get that in and out, man. So, you know.
Hey, props to my moms for getting the flat tire on a Volkswagen while I was there for Thanksgiving. Speaking of tools, when you change a Volkswagen, like the newer cars, they have a plastic covering over the nut so you can get it off. You don't know that unless you read the manual. So if you have a Volkswagen and you get a flat, instead of standing outside for 30 minutes in the rain trying to figure out why the fuck the attachments don't fit, just use that little wire to pull that plastic off, and then you can change the tire. That's a little heads up.
Do they still got the tires that the stud go straight into the wheel and shit?
Yeah, this one, stud is not attached, so you got to put the stud in and the tire on and line that shit up.
They used to have like a little pin on it. Yeah, they used to have like a piece of it. Yeah, man, them shits is bitch, man. I've changed many tires in my life, so I know a little something about tires, so, right?
I hate worst this shit.
H2 tires are the worst to ever fuck with, man. I almost broke my fucking back dealing with a fucking Hummer 2 tire, man. But another story for another day. We say that for the work episode.
We got some shit coming up for y'all.
Yeah, the how many jobs you had episode.
Yeah, that's a reprise because we did one of the stupid ass jobs. We did that before. But yeah, that'll be a good show. For Christmas, I might go back up to Dallas. I don't know. Dallas is getting fucked up with this weather.
And you better circumvent Waco. Don't go through there no more.
I can't help it, man. Yeah, I can't help it. So it's going to really look like I'm moving weight. Mm-hmm. I might do 5 or 10 below the speed limit this time because what the fuck, yo?
They're going to pull you in and say, why are you going so slow then?
Right. That's how it's going to go, man. I have to make sure the car is clean as a whistle when I come through that bitch. But other than that, I don't know, man. I think I'm working the day after day after Christmas. We're open like at 9 o'clock or some shit. I don't know if I'm working or not. I got to make the schedule. But yeah, ain't shit else cracking for me, man. What do I want for Christmas? I really want a goddamn tablet. Now, I know, Jerm, I already know you got a 16 gig tablet that you probably don't even use no more.
32 gig tablet.
Sorry.
That hasn't been on the charger in 6 months, maybe.
So why don't you go ahead and slide that to me since you ain't using it?
It was a gift, and I know as soon as I get rid of it, my mom will say, "Hey, where's the tablet that I bought you?" I'm like,
"Tell her it broke."
And she's gonna come up. Oh, I got warranty on it. So here, she one of those people. So that I know it's better. Like I know as soon as I get rid of it, she's gonna ask about it, because she bought me, my brother, my sister, like all of us got the same fucking tablet. Like all of us got the same one.
She catch a sale.
Yeah, who knows, man? She might, knowing her, man, she probably knew somebody and she bought them all off somebody. You know, she runs trucks, so who knows what kind of deal she runs into.
Yeah, that's good shit. That's hot. Them hot, though.
Like, I'm pretty sure they are.
She got 6 or 5 of them.
Like, who gonna buy 5, 6 $300 tablets? Who's gonna bid $2,000 on tablets at one time? Like, she gave them all to us. Like, she had them, like, I was like, damn, what the fuck are
she was passing them shits out like turkeys.
Yes. Like, you get a car. You get a tablet.
God damn, man. That's good shit, man. Be Easy and GQ couldn't make it. You know, they got more important shit to do than we do. So, they got real jobs and real shit to do. So, if we don't get them, like we said, if we don't do another show later on this year, we will holler at them next year on the next episode. But let's get to the beef of the show. We got to talk about sports. We haven't talked about sports lately. I don't think we talked about sports for real except for football, right?
Nah, I mean, it's the only sport going on right now.
Wow, so basketball ain't happening?
You know I don't watch basketball to All-Star game. There's a lot of pretenders out there. Like, I just checked the standings the other day. I saw that the Pacers were pretty good. The Blazers were pretty good. The Heat, you know, of course, they're pretty good. And, you know, the Lakers, Kobe's back. I mean, that's consolation.
That's good shit. I mean, you know, he's trying to get Pau Gasol to lose weight and shit. It's kind of weird to see the Pacers sitting at 20-3 and everybody's talking about them being the greatest, but nobody's talking about the Clippers having the same start they had before. Y'all keep picking the Clippers.
The Clippers will always let you down, man. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot pick a fraudulent, shout out to my nigga Spread Germs, a fraudulent team. I just can't do it.
They fraudulent, and so are the Nets.
Yes.
Fuckers are 8-15. Kid is spilling drinks on the court. And
no, not spilling. He's intentionally spilling ice cups, telling his players, like, how Bush League can you get, Jason Kidd? Like, I mean, listen, I understand, you know, you were a player, like, eight last year this time.
Hall of Fame player.
That's debatable. But, wow. Yeah, I mean, come on. Jason Kidd, Hall of Fame, I mean, I guess you could say he's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, you know. Yeah, I guess. Did he ever get that title? Yeah, he got it with the Mavericks that year.
Yeah, so it's like second in assists?
Yeah. I forgot. He does have a lot of assists. My bad, Jason Kidd, man. Shout out to you and your son, his big ass head.
Man. Oh, come on, man. You can't talk about the kids.
He's like 17 now. He's old enough for slander. If Gabby Douglas can get slandered on the procast, Jason Kidd's big head ass son can get slandered on the
procast. That is fucked up, man. God damn. Did he grow? This is going to sound real bad. Pause. Did he grow into the head?
No. That head still large. He got like, Dwight Howard body would look right with his head.
You know,
like Dwight Howard got the little teeny Beetlejuice head, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? Like, that's what I want to know. He got the little Beetlejuice sprinkle on his head, shit, and every
That's fucked up. And shout out to that raggedy ass Rockets team. Y'all pick them too. Keep picking them. Keep picking these same teams. Quietly, the Spurs are in the top of their division again. So, you know, y'all just keep with the bullshit. That's all I can say. Let's keep with the bullshit. Shout out to the Jazz, man. 6-20.
Tim Beckett still playing?
Yep. Still playing. Still putting up numbers, man. Still lead the team.
I just want to retire after last year or some shit.
He thought about it, but why? I mean, you got an easy-ass job. Pop is only going to have you pay about a third of the season.
Exactly. Pop knows what he's doing, man. Yes. He's like an alcoholic, man.
Yeah.
Drink all the time. He got that old alcoholic face. Like, he just drinks scotch with the little glass, like on the movies and shit. Like, he got Scott on the rock.
I love scotch. Scotch. That's probably why he don't talk much during the interview. He drunk as shit. You don't want that alcohol smell to come out. Like, yes, no, yes, no.
He stayed with the mints. He stayed with the
mints. Like, nigga, you got a mint already? It's fucking 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I got to keep it clean, man.
It's happy hour somewhere.
It's always happy hour somewhere, especially in San Antonio, my nigga. So, Dub, we'll get you on here to talk about basketball when people are really checking for it. Right now, nobody's checking for it. So, shout out to Dub, man. Football talk. I told you motherfuckers, as much as I hate the Patriots, they were going to find a way to do this shit this season. No Gronk, they still end up 10-4. They still, Edelman, yesterday, 13 receptions. But I will talk more about that when I get into my fantasy talk. But it's looking like the Patriots will be in, the Bengals will be in, the Broncos and Chiefs are going to be there. That last wild card spot is up in the air. It looks like the Dolphins got a legit shot at pulling it. How the fuck did the Dolphins make the playoffs?
I mean, the Dolphins, they are always a tough team in the NFC, in the AFC East. Because you got to think about the AFC East. There's really only two teams in that division, the Dolphins and the Patriots. Because the Bills are the Bills and the Jets are the Jets. And so the Dolphins really, and then the Dolphins play the Patriots tougher than anybody in the league, it seems like. I mean, it's every time the Dolphins and Patriots play, it's a tough game. It's never like a blowout. And the Dolphins, like I said, the Dolphins are, they're always on the edge, the fringe of being better than what they actually are. And so, I mean, I'm not surprised by this Dolphin team at all. Plus, they got a lot of Gators on the team. Did I say Gators? My bad.
It looks like they're going to be there, man. So you have the Patriots and the Broncos getting the bye. And then you see the Bengals, the Dolphins, and the Chiefs playing, and the Broncos, right? Mm. Yeah, something like that. We don't check facts, so fuck it. That's the other team we're forgetting about, the Colts. The Colts are in the top of their division. They got like a 4-game lead.
Yeah, look at their division, though, man.
This shit is trash, yo. The
Jaguars.
Yeah, this shit is trash. Shout out to the Houston Texans, man.
Or the Jaguars, as Blue says.
The Jaguars and the Texans.
The Jaguars.
The Titans. Them niggas is trash. Like, the Colts looking real good right now at 9-5. And thank you, Andrew Luck, for the fantasy win. I appreciate that.
Biggest surprise this year in the NFL. What big surprise team to you, Saul, right? Would be
biggest surprise team this year. It's got to be the Patriots, right? Because they lost 5 of their top 6 receivers. And they're 10-4.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna go. Well, nah, cause I was gonna say Seattle, but everybody expected them to be good.
Right. Maybe not that good. They're fucking 12-2.
And no, I'm gonna say the whole fucking NFC West, man. That's a tough division out there, man. Like, I'm surprised that all the teams out there are competing the way they are, man. It's just like that's a tough division now. Like the NFC East used to be the tough. Now it's the NFC West. Like the West is. I mean, you got to win 11 games in that division to make the playoffs. And you still not going to make the playoffs if you win. You know, like, you have a better record than whoever wins the NFC East, which, like, nobody wants to win it because, what, both teams are, like, 8-6 or something like that?
Yeah, they're trying to get that shit away. The Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the last game of the season. Winner goes to the playoff, loser goes home. Because nobody, like, only one team from the NFC East is making the playoff. And that's whoever wins the division.
That's true. That's the only way in. It's probably the same for the NFC North. Win and go home. Because the Bears are up, but they're only up by one game. And the Lions got 7. The Packers got 7. The Vikings don't matter. Even though they got the W, they still don't matter. The Saints and the Panthers both have 10 wins. So those will probably be your first two. Yep. Division winner and a wild card. And then the other wild card could come from the NFC West. I don't know.
It's going to come from the NFC. We got the 49ers and the Seahawks. Like, this, who else is going to get it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, god damn. Seahawks got 12 wins. 49ers got 10. And exactly. the Cardinals are watching and they got 9 wins. That's got to fucking suck.
Exactly. Like I said, somebody in that West is going to be pissed because they're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to have a better record than. So I think the NFL needs to just go to 6 best teams made the playoffs. Period. Fuck this division winner shit. You're not. I mean, you prove you can win your garbage ass division, but you're not good against these other teams. So I just, you know, get rid of the division winner shit.
They talked about adding another team or two to the playoffs for each division.
No, all they need to do, listen, I know Roger Goodell listens to the broadcast. He's one of the millions and millions of listeners. So, Roger, when you hear this, it's King Germ talking to you. Nix that shit, man. Top 6 teams make the playoffs, man. Period. That's just how it should.
Can we at least get another game or two for the season?
I mean, if you want more football, that's fine. I just want the top 6 teams to make the playoffs. I don't want a garbage-ass team in the playoffs. Like, Cowboys made the playoffs. We know they're going out first week. We know that.
Yeah, because they're going to be playing not a top seed, but a better team than anybody. Because everybody else is a better team. Put it that way.
Yes.
Everybody else will be a better team. God damn. Football talk. We got to talk about fantasy. What's going on with the Fro League?
Oh, Fro League, man. We're in the first week of the playoffs. Take the playoff teams real quick. Myself, GQ Blue made the playoffs. He represented nice for the Hip Hop Junkies franchise. Who else? So we got the Headbangers made it. That's Cyclone and them. Cornell made the playoffs.
Wow, shout out to Cornell, man.
Yeah, so we had 3 Fro members in the playoffs. The surprise of the week, GQ Blue drew the number 1 seed in the first round of the playoffs, OLPH, and LPH laid a motherfucking egg. He shit his fucking pants. What he did, he had no respect for G. He started like all his Broncos. And of course, Peyton Manning and them had it like a bad night. Mm-hmm. Eric Decker didn't score. Demaryius Thomas didn't score. Noshawn Moreno didn't score. Damn. So he basically, from his big three, he got 14 points from his big three.
Ugh.
He ended up with a grand total of 47 points for the week. GQ Blue won it running away. So Blue represented, knocked out Saul Wright's biggest rival. OLPH is gone out of the playoffs. So for the 4th year in a row, the regular season champion has not won the title. So that is something you don't want in the Fro League, is to win the regular season championship. Myself, I'm still alive. Me and Doc Mom, we're battling each other this week. Look, I'm a beater.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch.
Nah, man. She knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? She knows what it is. Like, you know, just get down to lay down, man. And, you know, she decided to fight me this weekend. She went down. She going down swinging. But I have better news. Out of my 6 fantasy teams, I'm in a championship game in 3 leagues with a possibility of 4. So 4 out of 6 ain't bad. You know,
that's real damn good, man. It's the money. We talking about money leagues?
Man, no, me. You know, I play for fun, man. The love of the game.
Money. We got to get that money next year, man. Speaking of which, I barely. Now, barring a stat correction, because we know my history with stat corrections.
Yes.
Barring a stat correction, I'm in a championship game. So yesterday, I had some shit I had to deal with. I had to go up to deal with some PayPal shit at Walgreens. Long story short, I meant to start Edelman instead of Roddy White. Roddy White, fuck you. Fantasy-wise, of course. He's been killing me all season. So I didn't get that trade in. Of course, Roddy White has a decent game for him. He gives me like 8 points. Yeah. Edelman put up 30.
30.
So now I'm sitting here sweating as we go into the final game because I had all 12 o'clocks at like 1, 3 o'clock. And this dude is steady creeping. Going into the final game, this motherfucker had, who do you have? Marshawn Lynch, because he played earlier. Mm. He had Heath Miller and he had Bernard for Cincinnati. And I was only up by 20 points.
Mm. G only got like 8 or 10 points, 8 points or something like that.
In this league, it's a PPR, so I don't know if it's different, but he got 12 points.
12, okay.
And Heath got 6.3. Mm. I won this game a barring a stat correction, by 3 points.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the championship game again, second year straight going to championship, and it's $400 on the line.
Wow.
I need this shit, man. But now the dude I'm playing has a monster team. Like, he left 70 points on the bench last night and still he still got three guys playing tonight. His game's already over. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. This season, well, if I get this win, I'll be 11-4. He is 11-4 as well, but has a lot more points than me. A lot, nigga. Like, that's why he's in first place. He's got 1,837 points.
God damn.
I got 1,645. Yeah. Yeah. It's not looking good, dog. It's not looking good for your boy, man. But if I don't win, I get 125, so that works.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Sal Ray. All right, let's say you're a commissioner of a fantasy football league, and you have a team that's been abandoned by their owner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, would you, A, you know, set an optimal lineup every week, you know, if you can't find nobody to take over the team? You know, would you just set an optimal lineup every week and, you know, and let it play how it is? I think that's fair, but this is what I had a problem, because one of the leagues that I was the number two seed in, they had this fucking bastard team, and the commissioner, he was setting the lineups, but this is what he fucked up at. The motherfucker went on the waiver wire and was picking up players for the ghost team. I said, whoa, what the fuck is you doing?
Nah, can't.
I was like, come on, man, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not against you setting the lineup, you know, every week since you ain't got nobody, you know, so you ain't got holes, you're not giving away a win. But you can't go to the waiver wire and pick up people for the fucking bastard team. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
So, how early did he realize that they were abandoned?
Okay, he got somebody to fill in, but then that person didn't take over the team. So then, we'll say around about week 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there when they was truly abandoned. He'd been running it ever since then. So, long story short, the bastard team makes the playoffs.
That can't happen.
See what I'm saying? The bastard team makes the playoffs. First round, who gets the bastard team? The motherfucking 2 seed. And this is another thing. It was a 12-team league, but 8 teams made the fucking playoffs. I said, what kind of fucking shit is that? Like, I said, where's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see 6, not 8. So, anyway, I get the bastard team first round. Let me tell you who on the bastard team. Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Vincent Jackson, who else is on the bastard team? I think, like, they got Bobby Rainey, Jamal Charles. Like, this motherfucker's loaded. Man, this motherfucker loaded. Of course.
Wow.
I catched the fade last week. You know what I'm saying? Because my boys want to mail in. Because, you know, I got a pretty decent, I mean, I got a real good team. You know what I'm saying? I got Marshawn Lynch, Tom Brady, fucking Fred Jackson, Ryan Matthews.
Since you're in the playoffs. That's why.
Look. Andre Johnson, Alshon Jeffrey, like, this is all the motherfuckers I got. Like, I got a fucking, I'm loaded.
Yeah, y'all loaded.
Bastard team just blew me out the water last week. I lose by, like, maybe 21 points. You know what I'm saying? You know, with my loaded team. And so this week, bastard team, again, scores like 200 fucking points. Nah, you know, Jamal Charles had 50 points.
He blew the fuck up.
I got Jamal Charles on, like, 2 teams, people. You know what I'm saying? So,
he blew the fuck up.
50 fucking points in standard league. 51.5, dog. Like, come on, man.
59 in our league.
You know what I'm saying? That's fucking shit. So shout out to Jamal Charles, the best running back in the league this year.
Whoa.
Give me another running back to put up numbers like Jamal Charles. I got more touchdowns. It may have been the best running back in the league this year, fantasy-wise.
Yeah, I can't argue with that shit. It just don't sound right. It don't sound right saying the Chief is the best at shit.
Since Christian Okoye.
Ooh, god damn, that's a throwback. The Nigerian nightmare.
The Nigerian fucking nightmare. He was a beast on Tecmo Bowl, so right here.
He was a beast, man. He was a beast on the field, too, knocking niggas out with high knees.
Yes.
What I did last season when we had a team that dropped, I went ahead and I locked their lineup in. So whatever the fuck the other teams that was playing them did, that's what they played the rest of the season. If they got a loss, I took away all the points.
Okay.
So if you lost to the team that was abandoned, that's your bad. But if they lost, they didn't get any points. So there was no chance of them making the playoffs.
Okay. See, this motherfucker is running amok over there. And it's going to, like, the bastard team is going to be in the championship. Matter of fact, the bastard team is in the championship game.
And you know, so he's probably going to set them to lose so he don't have an abandoned team being a champ.
Oh, no, he wants the abandoned team to win.
Why?
Because just him. Basically, it's not a bandit team. It's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I seen the motherfucker went change the roster again. Cause I was just like, oh, I mean, he done went change the shit, added like some more. Like, I'm like, where the fuck this guy come from? Like, he wasn't in the lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, so I really didn't care about that. Cause once he did the little waiver wire pickup, I was like, you know what? Fuck this league. Even though I'm in second place, I said, fuck this league, man.
Yeah, that's a raggedy shit, man. I ain't with that at all. You shouldn't fuck with him next season.
Oh, no, not at all.
This cat that I got to play next week, if, you know, barring the stat correction, he's got Stafford, Alshon Jeffries, Kenneth Allen, Jamal Charles. Who is it, Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen, yeah.
I meant to pick him up, but somebody grabbed him for me, so fuck his name. Steven Jackson. He got Pitta from Baltimore. Mm. He got Nelson from Green Bay. He got his kicker got fucking 12 points yesterday. He got the Detroit defense, and then on the bench he left Ball, Spiller, Jennings, Pierre Thomas, Reese, and the Dallas defense.
Damn,
this nigga left 60 points on the bench, and he's already up by two, and still has three people to go tonight. It's not looking good for your boy, man. It's a wrap for me, but it's been a good fantasy season for me, and I don't know. Next year, you know, I might get into I might bring my league back for cash. We have to do a cash league next season.
This is something, man. Make it, you know, because the Fro League is going to 12 players next year. The top 12 teams are making the tournament next year. Because, you know, we're going to trim the fat. You know, everybody complaining, the league too big. Oh, nobody ready. So we're going to give you 12 teams next year. So you can have loaded people sitting on your bench and you still, you know, I'm getting tired of all the people whining. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell people, when you in a deep league, that makes you better than all your other leagues. Because, fuck, you man, it's 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Why are you complaining about it being 14, 16 teams in a fantasy league? I mean, it's going to be, you got the top of the league, you got the bottom. Somebody going to have to be bottom. You know, you can't have, like, a fucking, you know, 15 superstars on your team. It's not possible. It's not that many superstars in the league. And fantasy football is about, you place, you know, I just, like I said. So next year, the Fro League going to 12. I know all our readers are upset. Like, where has been the write-ups? You know, no write-ups this year. I am going to do, like, an end of the season, give out some awards, you know, only way the hater can. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, yeah, so, but next week, GQ Blue, it could possibly be me and GQ Blue in the championship game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's what I'm talking about, man. He finally came up. He was like, he started off 0-4 or something, right?
He was like 1-4 or something like that.
1-4, it was real rare.
Then he went on like a 7-game winning streak. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, way to go, bro.
He went like 6 or 7 in a row or something like that. He won. And then, you know, then he backed his way in the playoffs. Then he went against Ozzy, the number one seed. He took him out, man. So shout out to Blue, man. You know, Got the hater out of there, man.
What's his team again? The Roxley.
The Castle Rock Kingslayers.
Is it Kingslayers or Kingslappers?
Kingslappers. There you go.
We got to ask him about that name for real, because that's some
Castle Rock. You know, that's off Game of Thrones show that you don't watch.
I still don't watch it. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, the Kingslayer, that was the guy that killed the Mad King, Jaime Lannister. And, you know, that's why he always calls himself the Black Tywin Lannister, you know.
Yeah.
And the Lannister hail from Castle Rock, you know what I'm saying? So he's a Castle Rock King Slapper, you know what I'm saying? Instead of King Slayer, he's the King Slapper.
Well, there you go. Now the name is explained even without GQ being here. That's good shit.
Yes. Yes.
Before we get into our main topic, I kind of got this out of a different order, but I feel like I want to bring this up first. We got to say rest in peace to Mandela and Paul Walker. We haven't been on the show since we did that. We normally don't do rest in pieces, anything like that. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because every time someone passes, the next event, call it major or significant event by whatever standards, people start comparing those two. So what we saw first was Mandela or Paul Walker passing, and then Mandela passed. And people started being like, oh, you can say rest in peace for Paul Walker, but you ain't going to put nothing up for that Mandela. And they started comparing them. Like, if you know who Paul Walker is and not Mandela, you're part of the problem. What do you think about this whole comparison on deaths and mourn shaming is what I call it? You can only feel bad about this situation, and you can't feel bad about the other.
People are douchebags. I mean, you can't tell somebody how to mourn. If I want to acknowledge Mandela and not Paul Walker, I mean, fine. I mean, don't say shit. You never know. Like, and then, I mean, you know, Tyrese, get the fuck on with your life, okay?
What did Tyrese do, man?
Oh, yeah, you see him, all his little Paul Walker, he was crying at the scene, and he acting like, I mean, it was very, very cinematic, the way he was crying, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like Facebook posts were when people ain't mentioned a piece of Paul Walker information. And I had niggas lashing out against God on Paul Walker death. He was such a good guy. Why? You ain't know shit about Paul Walker.
You don't know. I mean, you know, according to certain gossip sites, Paul Walker was 40 and had like a 16-year-old girlfriend. He started messing with her. She was 16. And you know what I'm saying? They've been dating for like 7 years. She was like 23, 24 now. But, you know, but who knows? Who knows? I'm not here to bash the dead. You know, it's fucked up that he died in a car crash. And, I'm just like, fucking. I mean, you Fast and Furious. And I noticed, fuck the Fast and Furious franchise, because all of a sudden now the commercial's popping up and some Paul Walker slash. You know, whoa, y'all just going to capitalize on this shit?
They jump right in on it, dog. They jump
It wasn't 24 hours before Fast and Furious came out on DVD. I was like, God damn, like, this motherfucker's tripping. And, they
jump right in on that shit, man. I feel the same way as you do. Like, people, let people do what the fuck they want to do. Stop
it. Exactly.
I don't have to mourn the same way you do. And fuck you for making a comparison, for me saying something about one, not the other. I personally couldn't think of shit to say for Mandela. I wasn't prepared for that shit. Like, I know he was 95. You're supposed to know. But how do you sum up a rest in peace for Mandela after all this time and everything? Like, how is that possible? I didn't say shit, to be fair. I didn't say shit about Paul Walker either.
Yeah.
So, across the board, I did the same thing.
I mean, it's just like, and then these are for my fake ass motherfuckers on Facebook. You ignorant all the time. Soon as Mandela died, you getting all copy and pasting Mandela quotes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, hold up. I like my Facebook ignorant. Go back to being yourself. You know what I'm saying? No, quit posting all these. But like, it's such a fad, and that's why I see why people hate Facebook, because people are just so fad. It's like you see one lie, then somebody else will share the lie, and you see another. Like, goddamn, y'all ain't doing no research. Like, oh, the bit strip.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's a NSA virus or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, are y'all people serious? I'm glad I ain't downloaded. Look, I seen that same post like 100 times. And I know 43 of them times, I said, man, it's a lot, man. And I post a link where, you know, show you, like, this shit ain't true.
Right.
I just hate people on Facebook, the faddish people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane. If you post, if you write in motherfucking broken English and that text language, don't try to get, don't give me no good morning inspirational vitamins. I don't want to hear that from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep telling me about the issues you got in life. That's what I read Facebook for. You know what I'm saying? I go like a couple days and I go, and you get some good stories. You see people arguing, and you can go back to their pages and look, see how the shit started, and that shit is fucking awesome. I love Facebook because people overshare, but you know.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we had to, you know what? I'm not even going to bring that story up. I was going to talk about the chick that posted right before her demise, but really? I don't want to talk about that shit because that's ridiculous.
We talk about deaths all right now, so you might as well.
I mean, yeah, St. Louis is going to be on the show twice then. This is East St. Louis. Apparently, the chick and her baby daddy got into some shit. He got caught. She wouldn't testify against him. So he still got locked up, but I guess he got a shorter time, so she didn't testify. So he gets out. She's like, well, if something happens to me, y'all know what happened. You know, tell my babies I love them, LOL, at the end of it. Next thing you know, she's dead. The motherfucker came to her house and shot her. She's dead. He gets arrested. And people are like, well, fuck her for putting it up. Why didn't she call the cops? Why did she post it on Facebook? And that's how people do on Facebook. They kind of use that to, like you do on Twitter. They tweet through shit. They status through shit on Facebook. That's how it rolls. But you got to stop passing judgment on the way motherfuckers use Facebook.
Exactly. Because some people don't know no better.
Yeah, shit, obviously not. She didn't testify against the motherfucker.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's another. Hey, I'm good. This is good. Women doing dumb shit. This is going to grow right into the next topic. Because I want to speak on some, you know, after the main topic, because I want to talk about another woman that done some dumb shit. But we're going to roll into the next topic on that one. I mean, you know, we'll segue, as y'all smart people say.
Segue into the knockout game. We talked about fads. We talked about women doing dumb shit. This plays right into it. So apparently a couple weeks ago, Ashley DePue of St. Louis was involved in the knockout gang. She was at a bar. She was standing outside. A group of black men walked up to her, one of them punched her and closed her eye, nigga. I'm talking about shut that shit. Like, like when, Haseem Rahman got knocked the fuck out. Like, his eye was done. This shit is done. So.
She looked like Little Mac between rounds.
Yeah, she was fucked up, yo. And so then they come to find out where the police are asking questions and figuring out. That's not what happened at all. Instead of saying, you know, instead of the guys that hit her fleeing the scene and shit like that, what actually happened was that her boyfriend punched her ass. Justin Sims assaulted her motherfucking ass and blacked her eye and fucked it up. And as a result, the investigators are pondering whether or not they will press charges against DePue for filing a false police report.
Damn.
What?
But what? I got hit. I mean, shouldn't a woman be able to say, hey, I was just scared for my life, so I lied about it?
She probably could have. But isn't there a bunch of charges that should be filed? Like, one against her for the false report, one against the boyfriend for assault? That's two charges.
I thought the state pick up charges on domestic violence regardless. Like, you know, you punch a motherfucker. Like, ain't no... Well, I guess sometimes I hear that they do press charges. You know, I don't want to press charges. You know, but... Oh. God, women.
Yeah, they didn't post it, so it doesn't seem like they even arrested him. Like, nobody got arrested. Three black men right now, put it this way. The cops was looking at black men for the next couple days, seeing if they fit the description. Somebody could have got locked up behind some bullshit.
Is Stephanie DePue black?
Of course not.
Oh my God. This ties into my story. Great.
Yeah, and it's Ashley. Let's not fuck up Stephanie DePue if there is a Stephanie DePue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ashley DePue.
Ashley DePue. You need all the slander you're going to get on this episode.
So, lying bitch. This is part of the reason why when y'all say get over it and we're post-racial, we just got profiled because this bitch lied.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for
why do we need to get over racism, but we should never forget 9/11?
Wow. Talk about it, Jerm.
I'm just saying. They never forget 9/11.
Holocaust.
Never forget that either. But we should get over racism and all that. Get over it. Like, let it. I mean, but you want me, but you telling me on the other ear, never forget what happened 9/11. Well, what happened 9/11? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just don't. Listen, man.
We still don't know what happened on 9/11.
Exactly.
We still
murky details. Murky details.
We know what the fuck happened with slavery.
Yes.
That shit is documented. We know all that shit, but get over it. Get over that shit, but we got to still talk about Pearl Harbor, 9/11, the goddamn bombings, Columbine. We talk about all that shit every year.
Every year. Yeah, just the 1 year anniversary of the school shootings in wherever that school was in Massachusetts. I can't remember the
goddamn
name.
Goddamn Olympic bombings.
Oh my God.
Talk about all that shit, but slavery.
Got to get over that shit, man. Fuck that, man. Why are y'all still bringing that shit up? Like, goddamn.
I don't remember the last time, and not to mention, we always get into some racial shit, and this ain't even with GQ and me. This is me and Jerm talking about some racial shit.
Yeah.
We had another school shooting in Colorado. We had another mall get shot up. All this shit happens, and it's white dudes. There's never a white profile. We're never pulling over white boys because they fit the description.
You think that would work for a black person? Man, three white boys ran and jumped on me. They're going to look at you like...
They're going to search you first.
They're going to look like, why would three white guys be around here? Three white guys be around here? Like, I don't know about that. I think you're lying. We're going to get you from filing a false police report.
Hey, you can shoot a black dude and not even go to jail. Shout out to Zimmerman.
Yeah.
You shoot a motherfucker, go home.
Hey, he beat his wife and they dropped charges on him again.
Like, he done beat his wife. He done...
He pulled a gun out on her or something.
Yeah. He pulled a gun out on her. He done beat his wife. He's still at home chilling.
Yeah.
They took his gun though, right?
Who knows? They probably gave it back to him. They said, we're going to tell everybody we took your gun, George.
Gotcha.
They probably called him Georgie. We're going to tell them we took your gun, Georgie.
Kiss the girls and make them cry, Georgie Porgy. Yes. What's the other topic you want to talk about?
It's this guy down here in Tallahassee, man. You might have heard of him. His name is Jameis Winston. Pretty popular guy. Won the fucking Heisman. Quarterback. Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow his stats. He's a fucking filthy nose, so I don't want to go too far.
Gotcha.
But, he just went through some bullshit. Last year, last year, he had sex with a girl. December, you know, had sex with a girl. And 2 hours after the encounter, she went and said she was raped. They did a rape kit, whatever. Police, they listened to the claim and then they just let it sat stagnant. So all of a sudden, you know, maybe 3-4 weeks before he's set to win the Heisman, it comes out, this rape story comes out. And, you know, nobody knew about it last year. And the rape story comes out, and now he's under investigation for allegedly raping this girl. So his name is cleared. You know, no, it wasn't enough information. If you read the reports, they found fucking semen on her face, in her ass,
she going all Madden.
Look, they found semen on her clothes, and some shorts of her boyfriend. And Jameis wasn't her boyfriend.
Not like she got partied.
Partied. And listen to this. Listen, this is the story that has to happen. She was having sex with one dude.
Right.
One dude walk in, he see they fucking, so he jump in, and now it's like you got one in the mouth, one in the backside.
She fucking two guys. Real.
Yeah. Her roommate walks in, sees this, like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? So you got two witnesses there to see that you was about it. Anyway, roommate calls a girl mom, is like, hey, might want to talk to your daughter. She out here wilding out. You know, she fucking, you know, told him what the daughter did. Mom freaks out, calls a motherfucking, you know, mom is the reason why the story came out. You know what I'm saying? Mom and daddy don't believe that their daughter would do things like that. She had to be raped.
Of course.
So they gassed her daughter up. Hey, you was raped. So now you got another white girl. Yes, she was white. I'm going to go ahead and put it. Yes, accusing a black man of rape when it was, you know, like she was, come on, man. And so that's like, I said, we got to do something about that because it's too easy for a woman to say, I raped her. Like, I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, now my name is fucking, you know, even, like, now my name fucked up. You said I raped you. Like, it's just, something got to be done about these false police accusations. I ain't going to say police reports because, I mean, she even went, like, women go all the way through it. Like, motherfucking women lie about pregnancies. They wearing pads, stealing babies, you know, it's a little crazy shit, man.
But I don't feel like they should lose their right to say you were raped or whatever. Fellas, you just gotta be extra careful.
Exactly. So
if you about to hit a broad, you got a goddamn smartphone, record this broad saying that it's good.
Voice recorder, that's all, I mean, everybody got this app on their phone, man.
I want video. If Saul Wright was single, I would get video of you saying that I could smash.
That's all right, I've seen wives say their husband raped them. Like when, listen, sorry, right? You could be hollering at a girl. She like, yeah, what's up? Let me come to your crib and blow your socks off. Bet we get back to my crib. We doing whatever. She's like, stop. You got to stop right then. You don't stop anything, any pumps after that. That's rape, dog.
Hey, you got to record all this shit, man. Fellas, you got to record all this shit. Record everything. Just record everything. If she gets mad and says, you can't record us having sex, be like, well, we can't do it. I'm not going to jail because you changed your mind.
Exactly. Keep it right down on this paper and sign it saying you willing. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, time stamp this motherfucker something.
Yeah, I want you to sign the paper with a time stamp on video. Right. Yes. In front of a cop. I need a cop to show up. Yes. I'm calling 911. What's your emergency? I'm about to have sex with this girl, and I just need a cop here that can sign off on it.
What is your name? I mean, you can be witness here. I know y'all record every call. Just put this on file, you know. But yeah, but so
it's bad, man. People are fucking terrible. I was just talking about this on Twitter the other day. I decided that I wanted to do something for the Boys and Girls Club here in Austin. I was like, you know what? I could be like Santa and show up to the center with, you know, whatever the fuck it is, toys or goddamn pizza, because kids love pizza. And just wild out with the kids. They could do the whole Santa shit. But I was like, but then I don't have kids. So now it's going to look weird that I'm around kids. And then number two, some kid is going to want to sit on your lap. And then that's a whole nother ball of wax that I don't want to deal with.
Yeah. That's, you know, one of my assistant coaches on the football team had that problem this year. Some of the parents were worried about him because he didn't have any kids out there on the football team. Like he and I was just like, what? Like, that's the problem y'all have with him? You know what I'm saying? Like, because he don't have any kids out here? Like, what the heck? Like, he don't, you know, he's a fucking coach football. That's the kind of motherfucker I want out there. Exactly. He don't have no agenda. He don't have no agenda. Like, he don't give a shit about number 37 or number 41. He like, shit, I'm just looking for the best player. That's what I need out there. I don't want nobody like, hey, yeah, man, let my son be wide receiver. Your son fucking 129 pounds. And he's slew footed. He can't play wide receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree, but it definitely, like, honestly, I've got a tattoo on my left arm.
It's a stigma. It's a stigma.
And that's why I don't fuck with it. I got a tattoo on my left arm of I wanted to start an organization for kids What I wanted to do was start a website that will link up kids with mentors in fields that they don't normally reach. So if a kid wants to be a doctor, I want them to be able to go on this message board and talk to a doctor in the field that can guide them along the way, that kind of shit. So I got the name of the organization tattooed on my arm. That was before Sandusky. Once the Sandusky shit happened, I don't want to be associated with anything. Yeah. Because if I set up an organization like that and somebody abuses some kids, I would be destroyed. And I don't want to deal with kids now because these parents ain't shit.
Yeah. I was like, it could work. It's all right. It just have to be like, but see, what's pedophiles, man? Them sick motherfuckers. Them like,
sick motherfuckers will get what they need to get.
Yeah, because they will go in, oh, yes, I'm a doctor, and just be sitting there talking to the kids, and they go from, you know, telling me about work, like, oh, okay, so let me see your dick. Whoa, like, what the fuck?
And that's going to all happen under the umbrella of my organization. And then yes. I'm facing charges because of some sick bitches, or I'm helping kids. I'm doing Santa for this fucking Boys and Girls Club, and one of the parents see me roll up in the caddy and be like, hey, this motherfucker might have a little change. I can sue the Boys and Girls Club or him and get some money. Did he touch you? Yeah. Well, what the fuck? Hey, I ain't got time for that shit, dog. So, needless to say, I didn't do it.
I'd be like, look, man, y'all can take a picture of Santa, but y'all gonna have to stand up beside Santa. Like, fuck that. We gonna do Santa. We doing hood hip-hop Santa. You know, hip-hop Santa don't sit down. Like, hip-hop Santa up. Like, for boom. You know,
not only that, Hip Hop Santa is recording this shit.
Yes.
I'm not playing, man. I'm not fucking around. I record everything. Record everything. So, to you ladies and men who out there doing shit, parents doing stupid shit, just stop, man.
Yes.
This shit is ridiculous. You motherfuckers is terrible. And that's going to lead to our next topic. We're going to take a little music break because what you need in your life right now is this R. Kelly. Mm. If you don't have this R. Kelly black panties in your life, I'm going to play a couple songs for you just to get acclimated, and then we're going to come back. And I'm not even going to talk about it no more. I'm just going to play this shit for y'all. This is episode 98 of the Frocast. We're going to get into some R. Kelly black panties, and we're going to come back with our main topic and wrap this shit up for you on the Frocast, NappyAfro.com.
All in my cup, smoke all in my vision. You so turned up, hitting all of those positions. Everything I got, about to throw it on you. You lift on that pool, girl, you know what to do. So bring your body over here. Whisper the shit up in my ear. Girl, our eyes are making love. We ain't even got a touch. You and me in this room. I just wanna sip my drink, lay back and look at you. Cause I'm so turned on by your presence, girl. That all I wanna do, all I wanna do is throw money on you. Just throw money on you. Step in my private room.
Step in my private room.
Step in my private room.
And let me throw this money on
you.
Make love with your eyes, don't say a word. Talk with your body, baby, make yourself heard. The world gets so hectic, I need an escape. And you take my mind to a whole nother place. So, do that dance you know I like. And I won't let you out my side. I can hear you screaming loud. And you didn't even make a sound. I just wanna sip my drink, lay back and look at you. Cause I'm so turned on by your presence, girl. That all I wanna do, all I wanna do is throw money on you.
Girl, I wanna throw this money.
Throw money on you.
Girl, I wanna throw this money.
Step in my private room.
Step in my private room, babe.
Step in my private room.
Damn girl, you my type girl. Asshole like it's been stoned by the whole hive girl. Hallelujah, I'm just playing task girl. I can make it rain 7 days and 7 nights girl. I don't know your name, but baby that's the turn on. Dancing all up in this private room with no clothes.
this song goes out to all the people out there that be running their mouth and they don't know what the hell they saying. Shut up. Now that I've got my voice back, let me start off by saying that I appreciate the fans around the world that had my back. And I just wanna thank God upstairs for keeping his hands on me and keeping all the doctors focused through my surgery. Now, there's a couple of things I gotta get off my chest. Some serious issues that I must address. So, well, let's just get right to it. People say that I was done. Said there was no way this time he's gonna overcome. And even before the doctors was done and I could awake, a tsunami almost had come to wipe my career away. After 22 years of a blessed career, it had me lying in my hospital bed crying mad tears. Woo-hoo. But just as I had many people hating me, I had so many people loving me. And let's not forget the hood around the world covering me. And to everybody that be calling me, telling me what they be saying about me, bringing me all of this negative shit. Y'all the ones I ain't fucking with. It's time for me to evaluate the people that I let up in my space. Can I get a witness to all of this when people all up in your business? Tell them, shut up. Tell them, shut up. Tell them, shut up. Tell them, oh, shut up. Tell them all, shut up. And tell them, I'm talking to you. He's washed up, he's lost it, he ain't got it no more. Well, I'm here to tell you today, boy, you haters are so slow. And it saddens me to know some of y'all want me to go away. But when it's time for me to go, my God is gonna orchestrate it all. Until then, I will accept the stones, pray and just try to get along. But sometimes it's so hard for me to be strong. See, I got kids and I'm trying to love them. So many things I'm trying to juggle. But I never thought this music would become my struggle. Oh, the news said I lost my house. My own people put me down. And my friends no longer around. Oh, but you see deep underneath the surface, and I feel something's working. In my behalf, a victory is near, yeah. See, my future ain't my past. It's not the end of the hourglass. Who said it would not last? Fans sick, they ask. Tell them,
shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Tell them,
shut up.
I'm talking.
I'm talking to you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. If you're talking now,
I'm talking to you.
Now seriously, after all these hits and melodies and memories, you compare me to someone else. OMG. Now no offense to the other artists, but come on dog, now let's be honest. How many babies been made off me? OMG. Seriously, you gon' act like that? Sit there like it ain't no truth to that. Looking at me like I ain't talking stats. OMG. Every boy, every girl, every child around the world, from the 90s up until the day was made of me.
Shut up,
shut up,
shut up,
shut up.
Next wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up.
Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sip. Come fuck with a nigga, pop a bang on the pussy like I'm blowing up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Gonna beat the pussy till it's blue. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it. And get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo.
I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down, you wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You wanna know how I get down, you wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like gripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up,
Oreo. Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Mm, like an Oreo.
Dinner time.
I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up. Till you holler out truths. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map. That's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discovalli, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it. The neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up. Eat that against the door. Like, mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
All right, so our main topic this week, this is one we've been putting off for a while because we wanted to get a full staff, but that's not happening. So we're just going to roll right into it, man. The topic is, can men and women be platonic friends? Is this shit possible with your grown ass? Can you be platonic friends with a woman? Now, you can put what kind of parameters you want on it. I've known her since I was 12 and all that shit that you want to try and dress it up. Just answer the basic question. Can men and women be platonic friends?
I'm gonna say no. Cause I mean, I want to say yes, but then, you know, yes, I guess they could, but yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. Cause that'd be going against everything I believe in. Now, it depends on what kind of nigga you are now. If you a old vulture ass nigga, nah, you can't be friends. It's like some of my homeboys, they can't be friends with women. Like, I'm like, you're not that type of guy. Like, you don't, you have no dick control. Like, you just, you want to fuck every girl you see. Or, you know, you know what I'm saying? So some niggas, like, you know, nah, you can't be friends with a girl. But some nigga, like for instance, I see B-Eazy, he can't be friends. He can't be platonic friends with a woman. I'm telling you, no. Can't happen. Nah. I mean, just because. I don't see him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all right, myself, yes, we can be friends with girl because, you know, we can control ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he can't control himself. But I'm just saying, you know, sooner or later, he's going to be like, yo, why are we friends if I ain't trying to fuck? Like,
B-Eazy would agree with you. He would probably say that he can't control himself. Yeah. And if we're not fucking, he would hit him with the Mike Tyson. I don't even talk to females unless I'm about to fornicate. So unless you're about to get naked, we should stop talking. That's exactly. B-Eazy's life mantra. He probably got that shit tattooed on his inner thigh or some inappropriate shit like that. That's probably right above his knee or some shit like that. He got a tramp stamp that says, I don't usually talk to women unless we're about to fornicate. So unless you're about to get naked, we should stop talking. That's probably a tramp stamp for Easy, man. But
oh my God.
I think that this, I agree with you. I think that they can be, definitely be platonic friends. I mean, Tracy May is my homegirl. That's my peoples. Now, I think that the distinction that should be made is, are we saying that can men and women be friends without being attracted to each other?
I mean, platonic friends means that we, you know, we're cool. Well, hold on. Platonic, what does that mean? That mean we just cool?
Yeah, there's no, you're not fucking. It's pretty much what it is. Straight laced, your friend.
So why you gotta throw this platonic on it? What's going on with it? What, that word, it seems mysterious to me. That means like, I still would fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it seemed weird, like platonic. You know, I don't know. That's just
it probably came about because some motherfucker had a friend and saying that we was friends wasn't enough because, well, yo, I fuck my friends. Yeah. So what does it mean? How the fuck are y'all friends? So then we're platonic friends.
Platonic friends, I think platonic means we fucked one time and we seen that. Cause,
no,
you know,
platonic means it's not sexual, man.
See, that's why I just, I want to know the percentage of platonic friends they didn't have sexual relations with each other. Cause I think it's at least 40%.
If you're so fucking, then you can't be platonic.
That's why I said people use that word like literally. They use it the wrong way. They just be like, yo, I literally had to sit down when I heard the news. No, motherfucker, just say I sat down when I heard the news. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to say literally. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. That's true, know? Man.
Like, niggas be like, yo, man, I literally shit my pants when the damn police showed up.
I thought you did.
Hey, that was the funniest thing Beezy ever said one day where dudes said that, like, yo, I literally shit my pants. And the police, Beezy said, so what you do with the pants? And the nigga looked like, huh? He's like, he said, what you do with the pants? You said you shit your pants. No, what I meant was, I felt like I almost, he said, well, then you, that went literally. He said, that was figuratively. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so funny. Like, a Beezy, like, it bothered him that day when that nigga said that. Beezy was just like, so what you do? I mean, Beezy was reading the book and everything.
I can see him doing that shit.
Yeah, he was like, so what'd you do with the pants? And he just said, like,
and I condone that response. I completely condone that response. Because, yeah, I mean, that's probably the thing is that people do say that and they have fucked their platonic friends, but it literally means non-sexual.
Okay, so I got a platonic friend now. Me and her been cool since we was like high school, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I ain't gonna front. One couple times, we ain't mess around. Like, we try to be boyfriend, girlfriend, but it ain't work out. You know what I'm saying? It ain't work out. You know what I'm saying? Because we're just like, nah, we too cool for that. Like, we too cool for us to be together. Like, because when we got in an argument, we're just like, hey, you knew stuff about me. I knew stuff about you. Like, it didn't work out.
Right.
So one time we was about to do it. We was about to. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it, man. Let's try it. You know what I'm saying? So condom goes on, dig hard. I'm talking about the head is about to go in. I look at her, my shit go limp as a motherfucker. Like, this shit just shit went work. And it was just like, damn, it ain't meant for us to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so we ain't never do nothing. But we cool. You know, so we still like, you know, like, I mean, I'm married now. So, you know, of course, I don't sit there and just talk to women on the phone.
Of course not.
I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if it ain't business or, you know, like, my wife used to trip on me with parents calling me and shit. Like, you know,
boys don't play the radio. Shit. This is the real, like, we gonna get back on the topic, but I've said this to several women, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I don't talk on the phone around women to no fucking body.
Yes.
Unless it's like 5-minute conversations. That's usually my brother, my mom, my pop, somebody like that. But other than that, I don't have conversations on the phone around women. For what? Yeah. What the fuck are you talking on the phone around a woman for?
Yeah.
So she can make herself known? Because if she don't know who it is, she's going to make a noise or ask you some shit right in the middle of your conversation. There will be something said. You need me to fix your plate? What did you do with such and such? Baby, it's going to happen. So why bother?
Yes.
Don't do that shit, fellas. That's your tip from Germ, and it's all right. Don't talk on the phone around women. Women, if you take that shit personally, think about the last time your man talked on the phone around you.
Yes. It's just like, but then, don't let your phone ring. Like me, I love sitting in the garage. Why? In the garage, I can do what the fuck I want. This is like my escape from the rest of the house. So my phone ring, I get on the phone, I come out here and talk on the phone. Why? Because I might be cussing, and I don't want my kids to hear me saying fuck, shit, damn. You know, all this shit. I mean, I know I probably shouldn't be saying it, but fuck it. You know, I talk. You know what I'm saying? I talk to my friends. And so, you know, I come out here and talk. Why you have to go outside and talk on the phone? Because, you know, like, you never know what kind of conversation me and Beezy gonna have. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah. So, you know, yeah, women, y'all, yeah. But, I mean... But it's the other niggas that fucked it up for the good niggas out there, man. It's really some good niggas out here, ladies, like, that don't, that, you know, do what they say they doing and not out there, you know, I'm out with my cousin, but be at Keisha house, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's some good niggas out here. If I say I'm at my homeboy house playing a game, I'm at my homeboy house playing the game. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no shenanigans. You know, ain't no cover up. I don't have no family on the other side of town that I'm taking care of. You know, none of that shit, man. You know, but.
So we both agree that men and women can be friends.
They can be friends. But it just depends on what kind of nigga you are. Like, you can't, certain niggas can't be like my homeboy Pat, man. He cannot be friends with a girl. Not PTZ. I'm talking my homeboy Pat.
Oh, gotcha.
He's a motherfucking man whore. Like, he's a fucking, like, this, I mean, this nigga was 19 and he had a 48-year-old woman, nigga.
Damn.
I said, what's the oldest woman you ever did hit? He said late 40s, early 50s. What the fuck? 20? Why are you fucking a 50-year-old? You're 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he was a nigga that never, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, he can't be friends with a girl because he gonna try to stick his dick on her or something. That's just him. Like, he the nigga that's gonna pull his dick out. You know, like, we was younger, you know, we were around some girls and we need somebody to set it off. He gonna be the one to set it off. Like, he gonna pull his meat out. Like, hey girl, what you gonna do with this? Oh, you know.
Shit.
His thing used to be fat girls. He used to only mess with fat girls because he used to knew it was guaranteed they was gonna have, not saying fat girls are easy. I'm not saying fat girls are easy. But that was his guarantee. Like, he was like, yo, I bet y'all go home with my dick wet tonight. Y'all won't. You know what I'm saying? Being picky. You know what I'm saying? And he was, 9 times out of 10, he was right. I mean, he had no standards. When I say large, I'm talking large. Like, I mean, this one girl he hit, man, she was like the whole front seat. I was like, God damn, bro. Like, you know, so like, hey, I got limits. Like, what the fuck?
God. So do you think that men and women can be friends without attraction? Like,
yes,
without
that's the only way you can be, because, well, yeah, you can be friends with a fine girl, because, I mean, but, like I said, it depends on the guy. Like, I mean, because it's, looks do play in the fact, a factor, you know what I'm saying, if you're not that kind of guy. Like, you can be cool with an ugly girl, a girl that's not that attractive to you, you know what I'm saying, because every woman is beautiful in their own way. I just want to go out there and say that.
Good job. Good job. Let me clean that shit up, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, you can be, you know, with a girl that, you know, a diamond in the rough. I'm going to say that.
God damn. I contend that opposite sex can't be friends without some kind of attraction. Period. I think that if you think somebody is ugly, you're not going to be the friend of the opposite sex. They might not be attractive to turn you on, but you think that they're attractive. Otherwise, you're not going to fuck with them. I could be completely wrong. That's not based on science. I'm not fact-checking. That's just what I notice, is that nobody says, my homegirl's ugly as shit. But nobody says that. They might say that she got a nice personality, or, you know what I'm saying, the dude would be like, yeah, my girl cool as shit, before they say that. But they're not going to be like, yo, my girl ugly as a motherfucker, but she cool. That don't work. We don't fuck with people like that. Yeah. So I think that there was always some kind of attraction. But
yeah, because how do you become... How do you be cool with a girl? Like, what bought you? Like, what made y'all, like, you know, like, I don't know about random. Like, I don't think I could be cool with a female that I meet on the street. Like, I just don't, you know, I don't understand that. Like, I don't see how we're going to be friends because something made one of us talk to the other. Like,
exactly.
Something.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like something. Like, something bought us, like, you know, I might like, oh, you know, like, damn, you know, hey, how you doing? Oh, you know, then we might, you know, chat it up. And I was like, oh, I see this ain't going to go nowhere. So I'm going to be cool. Well, like, I think a lot of, you know, the friend zone grows platonic relationships. The friend zone, once you get friend zoned, and then, you know, you see like, oh, ain't nothing. And then, cause listen, fellas, I'm gonna tell you, once a girl starts talking about her relationships with you, you're in the friend zone, fellas. Stop trying to fuck. You're not gonna hit. If she tell you about, oh man, this guy, you know, just, let me tell you, I went out the other night and this guy, whoa, you're done. You're done. You're not getting
shit's
that.
Shit's over. Yeah, shit is over, bro.
She don't see you as a threat and she's telling you about her relationships. You're not getting that. So just stop. So fellas, if any of you, out there, you got the little girl that's, you know, in your phone as your favorites. You got her picture saved and she call you and shit and she tell you about her other relationships.
You're not even, she will answer the door with you butt ass naked and not think shit about it.
Yes, BFF status, sir. You can spend the night at her house. Y'all sleep in the same bed under the same cover. She in her drawing panties and she know you ain't gonna try, nigga.
That's where it is, right? You just gotta know where you at. You gotta know where you at.
Happened to me before, speaking of which.
Like, in the underwear sleeping?
And listen, man, I went and visited my homegirl. This one, I ain't living in Atlanta no more. I went, you know, I came to Atlanta for the weekend. She's like, you crashing my crib. So me and my homeboy stayed at her house. You know, she was just like, well, I ain't got but one bed in the couch, and your homeboy, he can sleep on the couch. You can come sleep in my bed with me. So I'm thinking like, oh, really? Right. You know, then she come get in the bed. She got these little leopard panties and thing on. Nigga, I'm sitting there looking like, And we under the same cover. It ain't like she was like, oh, I'm sleep under this cover, you sleep on that cover. Nah. She knew I wasn't gonna try her up, son. And I didn't. I was scared as hell. Like shit.
You do something on that, that's how you end up with them charges.
Exactly. So I was just like, I didn't know what. My homeboy was like, yo, and the next morning he was like, yo, you beat. I was like, nah. He was like, what? I was like, man. But you know, I used to be a little harmless, nice guy. You know, before I grew up and became
an animal. You still are a harmless, nice guy.
I am now. Yeah. For a 5-year stretch, man, I was like, oh, ruthless. I ain't, you know, be easy. I don't care about love. You know, damn, fuck your feelings type ass nigga. And, you know, but, you know.
That's why y'all friends now, man. Do you think that now being married, do you have rules on your spouse having friends? So, like, could Queen Germ come home and talk about a new guy that she don't kick it with?
Hell no. Like I say, I ain't on no Ike Turner shit, but her cell phone can't ring. Like, none of her male, like, you know what I'm saying? My wife, so, you know, she like the only female in her department. You know what I'm saying? She like the first female in the college of, you know, whatever she works at. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, none of her male friends, no, none of the male coworkers. You can't call my motherfucking wife after 5-6 o'clock. Office hours closed, nigga. If you call after that, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
You got a problem with him, or you got a problem with her?
I got a problem with him and her, because she know. Like, you ain't even supposed to answer that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Listen, first of all, where we live at, if any area code, in this area code, if the 850 come up after a certain time, nah, don't even answer that. You know, what you doing calling her? You know what I'm saying? And then fuck around, live around the corner from one of her coworkers, and, you know, so he going, like, my wife, she had to drive out of town every Friday for, you know, she had to teach a class out there. He done some, oh, can I tag along? Hell no, he can't tag along. Fuck that. No, you gonna drive by your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? He can't go nothing. Nah, you ain't gonna be no car with no man for 2 hours. Fuck that shit. No. Ain't that I'm insecure. I just don't want you to put yourself in a predicament where something can go down. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to do that. And that's all I expect in return. So don't put yourself in situations where it can be taken the wrong way. You know, because niggas stupid. Every nigga trying to fuck something. Especially them old-ass, perverted-ass niggas.
So do you have any friends that you wouldn't leave your wife at home with? Let's say that they were staying with you for whatever reason.
Nobody I call my friend would I be, you know, nobody that I call a friend, I would not. Because you wouldn't be my friend that was one of my mottos. If I can't leave my girl around, you ain't my friend.
That's just
how it is. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be my friend if I don't think, you know, I can't leave my kids and my girl around you. You're not my friend. Like, you're just somebody I know. You know what I'm saying? So it's niggas I know that I wouldn't leave around my girl. But I ain't a friend. I got one dude now. Like, me and him, we roll tight. But I say, it's a possible. But I don't, nah. And I'm going to say no, nah. But him, I watch him. Because, you know, I keep my eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you think that your answer would be different? Let's say if when you met Queen Germ, she was hanging around a bunch of dudes. Would you have the same outlook on her being friends with guys now? Or?
Hey, see, them the girls out, them the tricky girls that hang around. Oh, I don't roll with nothing but dudes. When you say that, that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I ain't gonna say it mean you easy, but that means you got bodies. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I don't like girls to say that shit. Nah, I'm wary of them. You know what I'm saying? Then you always gotta watch them. Cause, you know, they always friends with a whole bunch of niggas. And, you know, I don't like that shit. Cause like you said, I'm a dude. I know how dudes roll. You know what I'm saying? So I know how they get down. And you know what I'm saying? You friend with a lot of niggas, you done fuck at least a quarter, 25% of all them niggas you know, you done fuck probably 25% of them.
I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that if a man and a woman are platonic friends, it's either because she shut him down completely, yes, or they tried and it didn't work.
Yes.
That's usually how it goes. Guys don't usually just say, nah, we just gonna be friends.
Oh, for they, what?
Yeah. or they're married.
Yes.
Married will make you, married and having shit to lose, that will make you change your whole outlook on it. Other than that, it's usually one of those two things.
And it's something about being a married guy. It's like girls, like you can be friendly with girls because I'm not, in my mind, this I am. This is my motto, man. You know, this is why I don't get down. You know, I don't do shit like that because a woman got to do everything my wife do for me. You know what I'm saying? For me to think that I would step out, you gotta do everything she do, because what's the point? You know, yeah. I just I feel like I would only cheat if I was upgrading my life, because I couldn't be one of them niggas get caught cheating with an old scut buggy, because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, you got a big ass, but it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it, fellas, man. You know, if, like I said, this is just to my married niggas. My niggas with girlfriends, nigga, live your life, nigga. Right. You're not married. You know what I'm saying?
Married, like, you're single.
Yeah, exactly. So you got a girlfriend, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Because she can leave you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Like, don't be getting shit in together. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you live together before you want to marry the motherfucker. Because if you don't live with a motherfucker, you ain't going to work. Because, yeah, man. So, yeah. But like you said, most time, you know, like, girls that I'm cool with, like, I ain't gonna front, like, yeah, I try to holler, and they're like, oh, no, you like my brother. Oh, okay. And then everything.
And then that's right. And you cool. And, like, yeah. There's no need to keep toeing the line. Like,
yeah.
That's one of the things about me and my wife, is that when she met me, I was, you know, you do the internet shit, you meet a lot of people. I was always cool with the ladies. Yeah. So when she met me, there was females around. And you either gonna have to get with that shit or get away from it. That's just how, I'm not gonna change. You know what I'm saying? I like women. Women like me. A lot of motherfuckers come to me for advice and shit like that. So she just kind of has thick skin and don't sweat that shit. She gets flack for that, though, because I will, as a Pisces, I would like to get the fuck away from everybody. And I would just roll the fuck out. For when we lived in Phoenix for my birthday, I went to Maryland by my goddamn self. Rolled the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to go together, but she couldn't get off work. And instead of canceling my trip, I just left. We were here. I went to Houston and got my tattoo by my fucking self. It's nothing against her. I just like to get away sometimes. So she has to have thick skin to deal with some shit like that, especially knowing that I know people in all kinds of places on the internet. Not people that I've met face to face, but I know people on the net. She can't worry about that shit. She'll drive herself crazy. And I'm not going to stop being friends with people because they feel some kind of way about it. I'm just not. And I think, go ahead.
So hold on. So you saying, so if Miss Wright came to you and said, look, man, I don't like the way, that relationship you have with person B over there makes me uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? How would you handle that situation?
If it's a specific person and she's got a reason for it, then we got to look at that and I got to act accordingly. But now if she come to me and tell me that she don't like my best friend Darian, if she comes and say that, you know what, I think Darian up to no good.
No, this is a girl. It's a girl. It's a female. Female.
Okay, so let's say, who was she?
We just a hypothetical. It's just one of your homegirls. Just one of your homegirls that you be like, damn, man, we got, you know, we've been cool for a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe even before I even knew you.
If it's a specific girl, we got to look at that situation. I go from there.
Okay.
If her feelings, you know, if she feels like they're justified, maybe I'm moving in a way that makes her uncomfortable, then I got to fix that shit. But now if it's all of my female friends you don't feel safe around, then you got a problem with yourself, and I'm not dealing with that shit. You got to fix it. That's not my issue. I feel like, why the fuck am I? Why would you come tell me that I can't be friends with females at all because you feel some kind of way? That's not my problem. That's your problem. So I'm just going to move the way I move. But yeah, if it's a specific friend that she feels some kind of way about, I got to look at that. Even if it was before I met her, I got to look at that situation. I got friends right now that are trying to unfriend me because I quit talking to their ass when I got married. And that's because I don't talk on the phone around women. I just don't. I would chat with you all day on the fucking computer. And if you call me and my wife is in bed, you get no conversation. Amen. I'm not talking. If she's not even around, nah. So basically, this is why Saul Wright uses none of his minutes. It's because I'm not talking on the phone around women. And if I'm not around my wife, I'm at work. So there you go. I have no conversation. There are very few women that I'll talk to around my wife. And even so, it's probably on. And my wife has met whoever this person is that's calling. So those are kind of my requirements. These are not her requirements. These are my requirements to have a safe and happy home. So I ain't got to deal with no bullshit. If we kicking it solo one-on-one, you have to have met my wife. She has to know you and be comfortable about that shit. If you're calling my phone and we're talking and we got more than 5 minutes to talk about some shit that's not business, she needs to know you. And other than that, I'm not fucking with you on the phone. That's pretty much how it goes, man. I'm not doing it. I will chat with you, but I'm not going to give myself those problems. As far as rules on new friends and shit like that, like I asked you, I think it's the same way. Because my wife met me and I'm the way I am, I meet people all the time. I'm kind of like the weirdest social butterfly. I meet people all the time. I interact with folks. A lot of them end up being women. And that's just how it rolls. That's just how it rolls. But I never cross the line to make her feel uncomfortable about anything. And if she ever feels some kind of way about somebody, hey, that's how it is. Matter of fact, one of the people that I met online, the first time we met face to face, she spent the night at our house.
Shit.
But she met us at the same time. Like, she met me and she met my wife. And we chilled and hung out for a minute. And then we were supposed to go to a movie. My wife didn't want to go. I was like, yo, am I staying home? She was like, no, you good. You can go. Came back. She was supposed to be going to kick it with some dude that she was fucking with. And the dude flaked out and she had a little too much to drink. And she stayed at the house. I was in the bedroom before my wife was, because I'm not playing those games. But that's what I'm saying, is that you have to know my house before any kind of shit like that jumps off. So, I don't fuck around like that. For her, though, she doesn't have many friends, period. Like, her female friends she had were back at home. She didn't make new friends at work. She keeps all her work friends at work. She don't fuck around like that. And she was never cool with a bunch of dudes. So for her to come to me now and say that she's got a new dude that's a friend, that would send up a flag to me, because did you fuck with dudes?
Yeah, man.
I've got no precedent for you fucking with dudes. So this doesn't make sense to me. And I'm going to ask questions, but I don't worry about what the fuck she's doing. It's going to look stupid. But my high school group was talking about this, and they were saying that they don't fuck with dudes, like that they don't let their spouse fuck with dudes, and their girls don't let them fuck with girls and shit like that because they're worried about this. Who the fuck got time to worry, man?
I ain't lying, man. Why am I married if I got to worry about what the fuck you doing when you're not with me? Like, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit, man? My whole thing is this. Number one, I got too much real shit going on to be worried about what the fuck you doing when I'm not around you. Two, if I got to worry about that shit, why the fuck are we married?
Exactly.
And I trust that if you do fuck around, and you do have your fun, you love me enough not to let me find out. And exactly. Those are my three premises. Other than that, I'm good. Why worry about that shit?
Yep.
So you niggas is out there handcuffing and checking phones and reading diaries. And
GPS and shit.
GPS and hoes on that Michael Strahan. Do better, man. Because you should have enough shit going on. You got bills to worry about. You got kids. Y'all got to cure debt. You got job. You got enough shit that you should not be worried about that. And if you worried about your girl stepping out, then either tighten your game up or get a new bra. That's pretty much how that shit works.
Exactly.
For all you motherfuckers. So
sum it up, can we say men and women can be platonic friends?
Absolutely. We got no choice.
Yes. Got it. Yeah.
Unless you're going to be by yourself, you got no choice.
Yeah. So basically, we're going to say it came from, like I said, if it's somebody you grew up for years, but like I said, it started from something. It started from some attraction, and then you seen that, you know, like, and so it's safe to say platonic friends started from attraction, but then, you know, it went nowhere, so y'all became friends.
Yeah, and in today's world, man, you interact. There's too many ways for you to meet people.
Exactly.
You got Instagram, now you can do direct messages. You got Twitter, you got Kick. You got all these message boards. You got websites like that site. You have all these places to interact with people.
Yeah.
Why would you limit yourself because you're worried about sexual tension? Like, jack off, get some porn, find an outlet. It's not that deep.
Control yourself. You don't even have to
control yourself, man. You're like, shit, at least get a main. If you can't do nothing else, get a main chick.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a fucking eunuch because you're in a relationship. I hate that shit. I hate when women say that I don't even look at dudes because I'm married. Shut the fuck up. This is a nigga that you pass by at the mall or changing your oil or some shit that got you worked up. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that shit.
Yes.
But it's what you do after that fact. Because it's all right.
You act on it. That's the problem. I tell people all the time.
Women that are following Print Whisperer and shit like that. Yeah. I see you.
Yeah.
Y'all wild the fuck out. Go ahead.
Like I said, man, ain't nothing wrong with window shopping, as long as you don't motherfucking swipe the card. You know what I'm saying?
My card
is good for one store only. You know what I'm saying? I can't use my card in no other stores. You know what I'm saying? So you can window shop all day. Ain't nothing wrong with going by the Bentley lot. No, you can't afford a Bentley, but just looking at a Bentley. When you test driving it, that's when, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just like, so just don't do it, fellas. Don't do it, man. You know, don't do it to yourselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know, man. But I'm good. Like, I got some friends that, you know, I'm trying to think. Do I got any platonic friends that didn't start from attraction?
What if Queen Jones?
I got, well,
What if she said that one of your homegirls she's not cool with? Something about the way she moves, she don't like it, something she's not comfortable with y'all being friends. What do you do?
Well, it's kind of hit home a little bit. Yeah, because let me tell you a story. Okay. Well, see, all right. This girl I used to, it started like me and her kind of liked each other. We tried to go on a date, but, you know, I messed up or something. So whatever chance I had went out the window. So ever since then, you know, we were cool. You know what I'm saying? So I go back home, you know what I'm saying? Visit my, you know, I'm back home and, you know, I'm at my little play auntie house. And then she tell me like, oh, you know, Candace up there. And I don't know why you say this in front of a man with his wife, but I was like, oh, she is. So, you know, me and my son go up there, you know, I take my son up there. We go up there, see her mom, you know, her mom was up there. So I went and seen him. Actually, I went, her mom was up there. And then she told me, you know, like, oh, so we seen her. Then, you know, I said, oh, come down here. I want you to meet my wife.
Right.
What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? So we go down there, meet my wife, whatever. And, you know, afterwards, my wife is just like, I don't, you know, what between you and her? I said, what you talking about? She's like, well, y'all used to go together or something? I was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? She's like, nah, it must have been something because she, you know, she got a little vibe about that person, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, you know, do the little unfriending on Facebook shit, you know what I'm saying? Just to make another nigga feel, you know, comfortable because, you know, like I said, I don't like stress in my life. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what it takes to make you feel better, fine. I unfriend the motherfucker. I ain't like I got this person's phone number. None of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I unfriend them on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, to make you feel better. And she was like, oh, she must be something. She ain't had no drawers on. Damn, she didn't have drawers on? Like, I wouldn't even paying that much attention. Like, what the fuck?
When they feel like it's I don't want to say threat. When they feel like something ain't on the up and up, yeah. They be dialed the fuck in, yo.
Yes. It must have been something between y'all. Because the way she was, nah, it wasn't nothing like that, man. So, you know, so, yeah. So it's happened. You know what I'm saying? It's happened. And, you know what I'm saying? I just unfriending them, make them feel better. Like, if that's what, you know, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. It was kind of awkward. But
I mentioned that shit on one of the episodes before. My wife kind of tries to pimp me out. So when we go do shit, she be like, you going to flirt and get us an upgrade? Or you going to flirt and get us... Like, no, motherfucker, I'm not. Yeah, she'll be fucking around. When we got the rental car, she was like, yo, you gonna flirt so we can get an upgrade around this bitch? Like, hey, make it do what it do. She don't sweat that shit. My wife is, hey, that's a different kind of beast right there, man.
You the girl with the big tits.
She be like, hey, shit, do what you gotta do to make this shit happen. She don't sweat that shit. So, fellas, just know who you with. That's the message between all this shit. Just know who the fuck you with, man. Understand who the fuck you with and act accordingly. If your girl don't like you fucking with chicks, then you probably shouldn't be fucking with chicks. That's pretty much how that works.
If you love your girl, cause you know, you're gonna lose her if you pick the chicks over her, she gonna think like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? So fellas, be smart about it, man. You know.
Yeah, well, I think that's good information for him for the end of the year, man. That's a good wrap up, man. You got any shout outs or anything you want to say for this week?
Shout out to Be Easy. You know, he renegotiated his contract with Nappy Afro, and you know, it was a bidding war, and we got Be Easy to stay on and re-sign the deal. Yeah.
Nappy Afro's coming back.
Yes, Nappy Afro will be around, people. You know. We kind of guilted him in staying, you know, we told him, you know, we made him feel bad, you know, we got him renew his deal, man, you know, so Be Easy staying, man, you know, he just had to figure out a work, website life balance, and he kind of figured it out, and, you know, so, we, you know, Fro be back, man, we coming back. So me and Dub can keep our Nappy Afro tattoos, and it won't be in vain, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man, good shit, you got any other shout outs other than Be Easy?
Shout out to everybody in the nation, man. If this is our last show of the year, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Have a good one. Hope everybody come back and we have more listeners next year what else? Oh, and the t-shirts, fellas. We're going to stick with just the minimal designs and we're going to make, like, if you don't listen to the Procast, you're not going to get some of the shit we're going to throw on shirts. And they're going to be limited edition. And you know what I'm saying? They only going to be out for a little while. And then we're going to take them out. And it might be something new. So that's just what we're going to do because, you know, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so look for the Sweet Meat Swinson t-shirt coming. And hell, We might have one if what was the Mike Tyson quote? We might throw that on a motherfucking shirt. Fuck it. That'd be
hey,
awesome.
I tell you, that's it'll be a tramp stamp, though. It's going to be right above your ass. That's where it's going to go. It's got to go where B.E.Z. got the tattoo. It's got to go right
above
that.
I can't buy that shirt now. I would buy it if it was on the front, man. That'd be awesome.
I'm not buying that shit either. That'd be awesome. I'm going to design it, but I ain't going to buy that motherfucker because it's going to be a tramp stamp shirt.
Oh, man, that'd be disgusting.
That's at the store, thatnappyafro.com, where you can get the apparel. We got the Nappy Afro stamp shirts, and we got the nappyafro.com shirts. And keep checking, because every once in a while, we have a limited edition shirt up there. Easy's working on the shirt right now that's dope as fuck. Yep. I want to order about 30 of them bitches.
What about the burger shirts, man? Them shit's going to be awesome, man.
The Sweet Meat Swinson? I feel like nobody wants that shirt with GQ for real.
Listen, man, that's going to be a limited edition, man. Like, listen, man.
He's going to be the only one to buy it, though.
Man, that should be, if this is a, that should be.
He's going to be the only one to buy it. We would have made that shirt, and then he'd be the only nigga to buy it.
Hey, listen, who knows, man? The Sweet Meat Swinson might catch on, man. Who knows? But this shit is fucking
sweet. I'm going to have to get with him on the design, because he's talking about he wants a burger. And I'm like, nah, don't put no burger. Just put Sweet Meat Swinson. And the people that know, know.
But still got to have a burger on there.
Oh, fuck the burger, man. Sweet Meat Swinson. No, you know. That's all it is to it.
You got a point, man. You got a point.
That burger shit, man. They think it's a restaurant. We ain't trying to get them no pub. We just talk about the goddamn name. Sweet Meat Swinson is the best name ever, nigga. That shit should be changed. Shout out to everybody who fucking with us on the nation. Shout out to the staff. Shout out happy holidays to Germ and Easy and GQ and Dub and H2O and the rest of you motherfuckers, man. Shout out to PTZ, man. You fuckers that keep asking for this damn Tupac upload.
And you're not getting it. Man.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. Stop. Stop.
There's
stop.
No way we could constantly upload. What is it? Did we end up at 11?
Who knows, man? I stopped after 2. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker was like, did you see that tweet the other day when the motherfucker was like, yo, I suck your dick or I lick your ass or something? If you put that, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this shit, we might have to take down the post. This shit, that's out of hand.
That's why I was like, and I put retweet Tupac fans be like, and with then he said it twice. And I was just like, man, that's a jelly or syrup, nigga. God damn. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, man?
Fucking
like,
bandit, man. Nah, he's not, look, that shit was put up like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
There's no way for us to keep updating that shit. When you don't access a file for like 30 days, they pull it.
Yes.
Some places will give you up to a year. This is 3 or 4 years ago. There's no way we're going to keep re-upping that shit. If you're looking for it, comment on the shit and ask somebody else in the comments if they have it. And then they'll re-upload it. But we're not doing that shit. So if you don't have the unreleased POC compilations, sorry. It's the internet. I'm sure somebody's got it somewhere. It just won't be us.
Yes.
But shout
that's
out to
homeboy. Jesus,
man. Yeah. I mean, shit. Or you can hit him up directly. Didn't he give out his Facebook before?
He probably did.
His email, y'all can look that shit up if you want to find out who the fuck it is, because it's in one of those posts. So you look up the post. If you're searching that hard, you can find the information you need. Shout out to Tracy May. Shout out to Miss T. Lee. Shout out to Whip Body Goods. Shout out to Brokey McPoverty. I'm giving y'all shout outs. You'll probably never listen to the show. Shout out to Thekka Jones. Shout out to Short T. Short up to RT3. Man, we appreciate all y'all, man, for real.
Yep.
This is why we keep doing it. This is why we're coming back for another year next year. We got the awards coming up, too. I don't know how the fuck that's going to shake out. We simplified things even more this year. So when we first did it, we had about 35 categories. Last year, we got down to about 6 or 7.
We the hip-hop awards, baby.
And so now we're down to like 4.
4 or 5. Yeah. We're going to have a cipher on there, though. We're going to have a cipher this year. It's all right. It's all right spinning, B.E.Z. rapping, spitting the Lloyd Banks freestyle that he, man, matter of fact, man, I'm going to find that motherfucking, man, I want you to hear that shit, man.
We're not doing episode 100 until you find the sample.
Man, I got, P.T.Z. got it. I'm just going to email P.T.Z. because I got it on my iPod, but I don't have a PC to damn, you know, to upload it, man, so that's the bullshit, because like, if I put it on my Mac, it's going to erase everything. And that's why I was just like, God damn it. And the song is on my motherfucking iPod, man.
Yeah, you can't fuck that shit up. We need that so we can do episode 100, man. But this has been episode 98. with Saul Wright, King Germ, NappyAfro.com, The Frocast. It's been a hell of a 13. We're looking for more in 14 if we don't hear from you again this year. And if you want to leave us happy holiday notes and be featured on the next Frocast we do, you can call us at 347-201-2572. Again, it's 347-201-2572. And for the holidays, give somebody the gift of the Frocast. Let them know they can listen and have fun, because fuck facts, get funny. That's what we're doing around here. We got the Fro Horseman. We got all this shit, reviews. This is the best site on the internet, bar none, man. Frocast, NappyAfro.com. We out, and we'll holler at you in the next episode. Peace. Good shit.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.